The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all the shrubs and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as if they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. In the name of the Creator, and the Redeemer, and the Sustainer, amen. So on a warm weekend, a warm day like this one, I'm thinking back to winter. Do you remember winter? Mm-hmm, we had winter. Do you remember Lent? Lent came in the midst of winter. Lent is that preparation for Easter, preparation for Holy Week. It's a reflective time. It's a quieter time. And many of you are part of our community, even back in Lent. This year, we observe Lent in February and in March. And there was snow on the ground, and it was cold. Do you remember? Yeah. The days were nearly as short as they now are long. This year, our theme for Lent was mystic mercy. Remember that? Mystic mercy. Together, we created these lovely devotional books full of reflections and full of pictures, and we learned a little bit about the Christian mystics, and we practiced some ways of resting with God, listening for God, going deeper with God. We practiced things like breathing. How simple is that, right? We practiced breathing, and we walked the labyrinth. We had a labyrinth over here in our sanctuary, and we tried centering prayer, and we noticed our bodies and what God was doing in our bodies, and we explored art, and we tried what's called Lectio Divina, and we planted seeds. Do you remember that? We planted seeds. There were seeds that were growing all over here in this side, and there were even grow lights, and sometimes we'd have to turn them on or turn them off at different times. We planted seeds. The children did. They planted small seeds, tiny seeds, seeds that were hidden in dark earth, nurtured all through that season, rising at the resurrection. We planted seeds. You know, so much happens in mystery. It just does. That's how this life is. So much happens in grace, and so much happens in the dark earth, and it's hidden. And this, of course, flies in the face of our tradition, where we want to control things, where we want to make everything happen. But instead, these seeds mysteriously grow. They do. It's grace that they grow. It's holy mystery. And God, in quiet, makes a space. A space for seeds to grow, but also a space for our hearts to break, and a space for healing, and a space for forgiveness, and a space where God holds us in this mercy and loves us into something new and into something beautiful, simply beautiful. So today we're reminded of those precious seeds, those little tiny precious seeds, and we turn to our gospel reading. It's a Sunday school favorite. You've heard it before, haven't you? Most of you. The mustard seed. And we use this ancient prayer practice called Lectio Divina, literally holy reading or divine reading, sacred reading. And this may be a new practice for some of us, and it may feel odd, like we're not doing it right, but you probably are, and that's okay. And some of you experienced this practice of Lectio Divina a couple times during Lent this year. There's a spaciousness in this practice, a spaciousness that I find also in the summer season. We learned this in February. A number of you came to me afterwards, after we had practiced Lectio Divina during the sermon, like we're going to do today, and you came afterward and you said, maybe a little surprised, maybe a little moved, that you were surprised by the sense of space and the silence and the spirit that you found in that new practice. Cynthia Bourgeau is a modern mystic. She's a practitioner, and she writes of the collective amnesia that has fallen over Christianity with regard to our contemplative heritage. And she says, our minds are like ladders, right? You can picture them going up the steps. We climb ladders trying to get somewhere. In actuality, she says, this life of faith, this practice of Jesus' way is more truly, it's a circle, and it's a fluid process, and it's moving, and it's drawing us in deeply and beautifully and organically. So today we're going to practice Lectio Divina, and we're going to use this little tiny section of Mark's gospel, and we're going to move through the four stations. They're kind of like points on a compass, and there's silence between them. So if you're not looking in your bulletin, and you're a visual learner, and you want to look in your bulletin, open up your bulletin, and there are these little guides, and a little bit about the passage we're going to use. So we're going to hear this passage, and as you hear it the first time, we're going to listen for a word or a phrase that touches you, a word or a phrase that rises up and touches you, and we're going to rest then in silence. And then we're going to hear it again, and we're going to hold on to that word or that phrase, and we're going to memorize it, and we're going to chew on it, and we're going to repeat it. And it's yours, and it might be different than the person's next to you. I would be surprised if it weren't different. But hold on to it. Listen to what God is saying to you through that word or phrase, and take what God wants to give you. That's the second phase. And then there's a little more silence. And then we're going to hear it again. And this time, let that word or that phrase be prayer. Let your heart speak to our loving God who holds you and who accepts you, moving from your head to engage more truly your heart. And finally, we're going to rest. We're going to rest in God's presence. So those words of guidance, like I said, are in your bulletin. The passages in your bulletin, use them if you'd like, but mostly just let your heart settle into this time of prayer. So first, get comfortable. I know it's warm, but get comfortable. Let your body move around so that you're comfortable. Be silent inside and outside. Take a deep breath, inhale, and exhale. Listen this first time for a word or a phrase that touches you.
With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade.
With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade.
Jesus said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade."
Beloved of God, thank you for entering into this holy mystery. May God dwell in you, move in you, grow in you. May Christ's reign surprise you in these summer days, and may the Spirit of wisdom find you in rest and surround you in love. Amen.